or 82.
KCBQ. The Bob Siegel Show is made possible in part by ProBuild, Primetime Advertising Corporation, Web Studio, W&S Electric Incorporated, and the law offices of Matthew Simone. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent KPRZ or its sponsors. It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you find it hard to make a big deal about some Jewish carpenter who's been dead for 2,000 years. Some dude named Jesus who taught do unto others before they do unto you or something like that. Oh, sure, Christians claim Jesus rose from the dead, but how naive and stupid is that? Can we trust the resurrection as a fact of history? Can we trust anything as a fact of history without a time machine to see for ourselves? To believe that Jesus rose from the dead, or to believe that anyone rose from the dead, you would need to witness a resurrection for yourself firsthand. Well, I have a guest today who witnessed something very much like that firsthand and not too long ago. In fact, he himself died and rose from the dead. That's right. You heard me correctly. He himself died and rose from the dead. No, the man does not call himself Jesus, but he does call himself a follower of Jesus. And the man doesn't call himself Elvis either, I should say, because there's always rumors about Elvis rising from the dead. But the man is a rock star named Casper McLeod, star of the Broadway hit Beatlemania, in which he portrayed the part of John Lennon. No, Casper's miracle was not a resurrection with a glorified immortal body, such as we'll have on Judgment Day, but his regular mortal body did come back to life. Casper McLeod will be with us in just a few minutes, live on the air, and more importantly, alive on the air. But first, let me introduce a woman who anybody would want to raise back to life should she ever pass away, because her life is worth a lot to us, at least $49.50 plus tax, throwing in certain municipal fees. Say hello to my co-host and producer of the Bob Siegel Show, Sharon Kashard.
It's great to be here, Bob.
It's nice to have you back. I was out in Georgia doing some things on location, right? So you haven't been on for a while.
And you know what? I have seen a big change in you in how excited you are about the ministry that's going on in Pleasant Valley.
And I was not excited. I was very skeptical.
Yes, you were.
I went out there. I did not have a good attitude. I was a pill, if I say so.
For the first few days, and then you became a real believer.
I was very much suspicious that they might actually be a cult. I still didn't agree with everything they taught, but I don't agree with everything Christians say or anybody says. But I came out about 90%. I went out there with the attitude, and for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, for the last 2 weeks in a row, we have interviewed both the pastor and some parishioners and staff from a church called Pleasant Valley that are into the miraculous healing, very biblical ministry. It's not the name it, claim it. It's not the if you have faith, you'll get saved, but rather a ministry which says that to get healed, God may want you to work on some stuff that's ethical, some stuff that's emotional, some stuff that's generational, stuff that your Aunt Flossie passed on to you because she didn't buy you a set.
And he has the gall, Pastor Henry, right, to believe that and take the Bible at its word where it says in Psalms and everywhere else that God will heal all your diseases,
all your diseases.
He takes that very seriously, right?
Yes. Now, he will admit there are times when it's time for somebody to go home. There are times when they don't know why a person has a disease, but they've done a lot of research, and they believe that at least 80% of the time a disease is due to an emotional problem. They would say, you know, it's just kind of a connecting the dots is what he did. Because for years now, especially in the field of psychiatry, but in medicine as well, they've been saying that the mind has a profound effect upon the body. Well, as evangelical Christians, we also believe that in another dimension, there are these spiritual creatures known as demons, actually angels who had rebelled against God, and they live in another dimension, and they have kind of a back door to our mind. We read that in the scriptures. A lot of evangelical Christians accept that as a theology. They don't always take it seriously or think it will happen. And what Henry Wright did is he connected the dots. And if the mind can have an effect on the body, which medicine agrees to, and if demons can have an effect on the mind, which the Bible agrees to, well, then maybe demons can have an effect on the body. And it's pretty interesting.
And he goes
stuff.
On to say, I listened to the first recording that you did with him.
The one where I interviewed Pastor Henry himself.
Right. One of the things that he talks about is that something in your life gives the enemy a legal right to put a disease on someone is the way he phrased it.
And that sounds bizarre to us, but the truth is we were created to serve God, and if we don't serve God, we still have a spiritual component that's going to serve anybody. Now, I wouldn't say that to a non-believer point blank because it sounds insulting. It sounds like we're saying, we're better than you, you're of Satan. But the teaching of the Bible says that all of us, even those of us who became Christians at one time, were blinded and deceived by Satan. The way I look at it, and of course, you know me, I'm kind of mixing what they teach and putting it into my own ideas that are going wild in a mile a minute here. It's like, when Bob finds a teaching, he makes it his own. But, I mean, the way I look at it is if an emotional problem or a sin can make your soul sick, and if we're meant to be an integrated whole, and we don't stress that as much in the church, the ancient Jews knew far more that the body, soul, and the spirit is tied together.
Inextricably intertwined?
Inextricably. And oh, Sharon, you picked up a new word. Hey, everybody, Sharon learned a new word. That was very impressive.
Okay, let me say this.
Well, wait,
about,
let me just finish
oh, go
that
ahead,
thought.
Go ahead.
That if a disease can make the soul sick, maybe it can make the body sick too. And maybe our bodies are talking to us. C.S. Lewis once gave a fascinating illustration, is that if you put your hand over a burner and you feel pain, you're going to take your hand away. If you did not feel that pain, you might leave your hand on the burner and burn your hand off. So sometimes, you know, it's not that God gives us the sickness, but he may be allowing our bodies to talk to us as a barometer that there's a deeper, more emotional, more spiritual problem going on. So this stuff integrates psychology, it integrates medical science, it integrates scripture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what I like the best of what he had to say. All of mankind is in some kind of disagreement with God. We either don't like him, don't trust him, or think or speak or act in ways that are not who he is. Like, if God is love and we don't want to be love, we are fracturing the spirituality of a planet as humans. I'm quoting him exactly, by the way. That produces a dis-ease spiritually, which produces a mindset of how we think that unattended to produces a disease of physiology. And if that's not dealt with, it's a diagnosable
disease. Yeah, I like how he created the word disease. We're not at ease. There's a dis-ease.
Yeah. We're out of sync with God's will for our lives. Yeah. We harbor bitterness and anger. And what is going to happen? We're going to have some kind of manifestation if we don't deal with that.
And another thing that really impressed me about this guy is he's not into himself. Now, some of the people at the church are. You're listening to him talk. It's blah, 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 Pastor Henry, blah, blah, blah. Pastor Henry himself, though, when somebody comes to him, says, lay hands on me, he says, what can I do for you that other people haven't done? Let me ask what's going on in your life first. Mm-hmm. Maybe you deal with that. However, Pastor Henry did lay hands on a man named Casper McLeod. He had no choice. The guy came to his church and dropped dead. That's not really good for membership. The Sunday school toll goes down a little bit. It's not great for your reputation. And we'll find out what Pastor Henry did because we will have Casper McLeod himself with us. And if you'd like to call in and talk to not just a rock star, but a rock star who came back from the grave from crying out loud, not the grave, but rose from the floor, 1-888-344-1170.
Admit it, to be successful these days, you need a website. And if you don't have one, you'll be like my friend Arnold, who finally switched from a manual to an electric typewriter when everyone else already had a personal computer. And the day I tried to talk him into a website, just listen in.
Forget it, too expensive.
Then how are you going to market your company? People need information.
There's still a device called a telephone.
Telephone? You're talking like Fred Flintstone. How are they going to see your logo, your graphics and pictures, your store?
There's a lovely brochure that we send out.
Have you any idea how much money you spend every year to print these brochures?
Yeah, right. How about the cost of having a website hosted? Not to mention the time, the complicated software, the hiring of a designer.
All of those difficulties are removed when you use Web Studio.
That name sounds familiar.
Web Studio is a website design software. It enables you to create your own pages in minutes without hiring a designer. All you do is use your mouse to drag and drop images and text. Then it saves the pages for you on the internet. The program includes 14 design galleries that contain graphics, sounds, and anything else you need.
I didn't know it could be so easy and quick. Maybe it is time for me to step into the 20th century.
Arnold, it's the 21st century. For information on Web Studio, go to webstudio.com.
Visit kcbq.com today for special discount offers. Explore the possibilities at Office Pavilion and get $50 off your next seating purchase. Keep the elements outside with insulated dual-pane windows and receive free blinds with your new windows from With Ease Windows. And no need to remove plants, animals, or furniture to rid your home of termites. Get $50 off any service provided by Ecola Termite Services. So visit kcbq.com today to click and save.
Jackie, I've tried on probably about 40 pairs of jeans, and I can't find anything that fits without making me look like some high schooler. You know, I've got three children.
Oh, come on, Audrey. It can't be that bad.
Easy for you to say. You always look great.
Well, thanks, but if I tried mall shopping, I'd have the same problem as you. I look and feel great because I shop at Icons. It's this cute boutique shop in Encinitas that specializes in finding great fitting fashionable jeans for women. In fact, these jeans I'm wearing were featured on Oprah's Favorite Things and I bought them at Icons.
Wow, to think of the money I could have saved on gas alone. I'm going straight to Icons.
Great, I'll come with you.
Icons Clothing Boutique has the best in mid and high-rise denim, including Pure Color, MU, Jed, Tummy Tuck, and more. From the 5 freeway travel 4 miles east on Encinitas Boulevard to the West Village Shopping Center, or call Icons at 632-7766. Icons Clothing Boutique, where icons are created. 760-632-7766.
Ultra Star Cinema is your state-of-the-art hometown theater with 7 convenient locations, including Mission Valley Cinemas at the Hazard Center. Ultra Star Cinemas is proud to present select films in pure digital cinema. Plus, join select Ultra Star locations for our new G-rated film series, especially for kids, every Saturday and Sunday. A new G-rated film will show each month. Admission is only $2.50 per child, and parents are free. And don't forget to visit ultrastarmovies.com for showtime locations, special promotions, and to buy and print your tickets at home.
News Talk 1170, KCBQ.
Welcome back to the Bob Siegel Show. This is Bob Siegel and Sharon Cashard. Our call-in number 1-888-344-1170. Casper McLeod is a rock star. He starred in the Broadway hit Beatlemania, where he portrayed another well-known rock star. Some of you heard of him, John Lennon. And later on converted to Christianity, but his story gets even better than that. There are miracles associated with Casper's life. We like to consider this show a sanctuary for skeptics and doubters. So if you're a skeptic, if you're a doubter, we respect you. That's the first thing we want to say. But second, we want to say, wait till you get a load of this. Casper, welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I understand you did a book signing out there in Georgia today.
Yeah, actually, it was the first book signing. My book just came out. It's called Nothing's Impossible, because I've discovered nothing's impossible with God.
Well, listen, if nothing's impossible with God, maybe you could get him to do something about that horrible humidity out in Georgia, because I'm glad I was there a few weeks ago and it hadn't been so bad yet.
He can arrange that.
Yeah. Do you live in Georgia right now?
I have a little horse farm up in northern Georgia. So yeah. I'm several hours north of Pleasant Valley, but I consider this my church home.
Well, I can tell by your accent that it has to be northern Georgia, because I sure don't hear a southern Georgia accent coming from you. My friend, I saw your video while I was out there. I was so impressed. Now, tell them a little bit about Beatlemania and your background first, and then I want to hear how you first gave your life to Jesus Christ.
The Beatlemania thing, it was really, really a long time ago. I think I was typecast, actually. No, I'm just joking.
they listened to that voice, and they said, that's him, that's John Lennon.
Yeah, I think I wrote about it in my book, actually. But I actually went to New York because I'm an artist as well, mostly like, kind of sort of been an equestrian portrait artist. And some museum people wanted me to come to New York, and some friends talked me into auditioning for Beatlemania.
So your aspirations were more in physical art, and while you were out there on kind of a fluke, you auditioned for Beatlemania?
I kind of tend to be like, you know, I paint like the Pre-Raphaelites, if you know who they were.
Oh, you get me into modern art, and all I know is it's a bunch of ink blots.
The Pre-Raphaelites were people that decided back in England that nobody painted anything worthwhile since Raphael and Da Vinci.
Oh, okay.
So I tend to, you know, do like really hyper-realistic stuff. So I went there for that reason, really, and they'd auditioned, like, I think it was something like 3,000 people for this part.
Wow.
And then they hired me on the spot.
So were you in the original cast, or were you in a revival of Beatlemania?
I was in, I think it was like this, maybe the sixth Lennon that they hired for, because they sent them out all over the place.
Wow.
But I was, like, in the original, you know, when it first came, so...
So how long did that show run altogether? How long were you with that?
I only stayed with it 6 months because I started playing with guys from Santana and the Rolling Stones, and they convinced me I was wasting my time being a fake Beatle.
Sharon, this is our second...
Atlantic Records, you know.
Wow, we're excited. This is our second big rock star. We had Laurie Lewis, who did a revival with the Mamas and the Papas. So, I'm a child of the 60s, so is Sharon. So we eat this stuff up with a spoon. However, the main reason you're on today, tell us how you first found Christianity.
I have a friend named Phil Keggy.
Oh, we've heard of Phil Keggy.
I've known Phil since my teenage years. Actually, I was playing in some pub, and his manager, Phil had just left his band called The Glass Harp, and his manager, I guess, wanted to, you know, to sign me up to a contract. That's how I ended up meeting Phil, and he was the first person that really ever shared the Lord with me, and he spent the time to disciple me, and he's a dear brother, and that's how I found the Lord.
It's always exciting to hear about a famous artist that's a Christian. I imagine not everybody knows that about Phil Keggy.
He's pretty much dedicated his life's work to, you know, praising God with his music. I know he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's quite, you know, an amazing talent. But he's a very dedicated, devoted man of God.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think when we see people that are rock stars like yourself and Phil, when we see the humility, so many people get swelled heads. And when I saw your video, there was just such a humility about you. I was very impressed.
I have a question for you, Casper. I didn't realize that you were a Christian before you went down to the Pleasantville Valley Church in Thomaston. Is that the way it went? A Christian?
That really, you know, asked some interesting questions that way. I was serving in ministry, actually, for maybe 15 years since I walked out of my record deal with Atlantic Records. And, I thought I was a really good Christian. And if you would have met me back then, you would have probably said the same thing.
Casper, you have a friend there named Joan who gave me an anonymous tip today that we should get you to sing at least for like 30 seconds or so. Anything you want to sing for us right now over the air? just what you want. You got the phone, your voice is hoarse from doing a book signing all day, you got great backup, just what you always wanted.
Well, I don't know, gosh.
She said you took some, I think it was Nowhere Man, and you rewrote the lyrics or something.
Sorry. Can't do that again.
Oh, yeah,
do that. One-time thing.
Oh, well, but we weren't there for the one time. It doesn't count if you don't do it over the air.
No, let's move on.
Okay, we'll move on. we'll give you some time to think about that. But let's move on for now. Tell us how you first heard of Pleasant Valley, because you had, if I understand correctly, a heart condition. And
I had a so-called incurable heart disease. And I was pretty much desperately, you know, seeking God to see if he was still healing people, because I started finding out, you know, there was reports that people were getting healed. A lot of the churches that I'd been around, nobody ever spoke of that. And, you know, it kind of came across with the idea that somehow those gifts passed away 2,000 years ago when the lost apostle, you know, passed on.
It's a crazy theology.
Yeah, just ridiculous. I mean, those people must not have read the same Bible I'm reading.
No, absolutely. And
maybe
when Peter,
they didn't read it cover to cover.
Well, when Peter spoke of the miracles at the beginning of the book of Acts, he said that these miracles will take place from the day of Pentecost till the time when the Lord returns, and that time has not happened yet.
You know, Jesus lesser this and greater things shall you do. I mean, you know, because he goes to the Father. I mean, obviously, there's you know, scripture after scripture. We can.
There is, and I think sometimes people say, well, Jesus did miracles because he was God. Well, by identity, he was God, but he had taken on the form of a man. Had
then why would he say in Matthew 10, verse 8, you know, heal the sick, cleanse the leper,
exactly.
Raise the dead?
Exactly, because he wasn't saying, look at me, I'm God. He's saying, look at me, I'm God as a man in dependence on the same Holy Spirit that you're going to be in dependence on. And he was giving them an example, and part of that example is living the life, and part of that example is the miracles as well. So you had a heart condition, and if I'm not mistaken, your own doctor, your own MD, told you about Pastor Henry and brought you there, and what, this was a woman doctor, I believe, and she
no,
brought you?
No, that's not actually what happened. What actually happened was I'd met somebody whose wife had been miraculously healed here, and at that particular time, I'd done a lot of, you know, I mean, I was really spending a lot of time in the Bible and reading everything I could possibly find about God doing miracles around the world. And so I met this guy who told me his wife had been healed here. And so I ended up coming here, and they ministered to me for, it seems like maybe 4-6 months. And they did everything they could do.
Okay, hold that thought, Casper. We'll be right back. Our special guest, Casper McLeod, a rock singer who was miraculously raised from the dead at a little humble church called Pleasant Valley in Thomaston, Georgia. We'll hear more of that story. And if you'd like to talk to Casper, 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show on News Talk 1170 KCBQ. This is Bob Siegel. With the wiring in your home, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. For all you know, he may have gotten his license by sending in 3 serial box tops.
Hey, these things happen. There's nothing wrong with my wiring. Houses burned down. If you wanted a guarantee, you should have ordered the deluxe package.
Folks, play it smart. Call WNS Electric Incorporated. They specialize in contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, WNS takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I use them myself, and I wouldn't call anyone else. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for WNS Electric. License number 480539. WNS Electric.
Do the words financial independence or retirement seem like a distant thought? You may know where you want to end up. However, with so many choices, how do you know if you're driving down the right road? Financial planners Mark Gallo and Chris Rand, CFP, can act as your guide. They can help you analyze your individual situation and recommend ways for you to achieve your goals in the most efficient way possible. A financial plan prepared by Mark and Chris will be designed with your specific goals in mind and can help you get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. It will help you to determine ways to reduce taxes, allocate your investments properly, and protect your family assets. Mark and Chris can be reached at 866-PLAN-MET or planmet.com. If you call 866-PLAN-MET, you will receive a complimentary CD discussing some of the tax law changes for 2006. Call 866-PLAN-MET now or go to planmet.com to get your future started today. Investment advisory services offered by MetLife Securities Incorporated, New York, New York, 10166. Member NSAD SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Ever considered hosting your own radio show? You can do it right here on San Diego's premier station for News Talk Radio, 1170 AM KCBQ. Spend a half hour sharing your passion for vintage yard gnomes. Maybe you know a mortgage broker who can make a gripping hour of radio with his passion for creative home finance. Or has it always been your dream to have an oldies show? Whatever the passion, pursuit, endeavor, or inquiry, KCBQ has opportunities. Airtime is available in half hour and 1 hour increments. KCBQ provides the training and assistance necessary to debut your show, which can be a part-time hobby or a business enterprise. It's up to you. But if you're creative and you can communicate, the time is available. Rates are affordable and prime slots are still open. For more information, contact the KCBQ General Sales Manager at 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210.
News Talk 1170 KCBQ.
We now return to the Bob Siegel Show.
Welcome back to News Talk 1170 KCBQ. Our very special guest, rock star Casper McLeod. And Casper was in the middle of telling us about a true story, of when he went to Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia, and was involved in some healing ministry. And go ahead and take it from there, Casper.
A lot of time with Pastor Henry Wright and the staff here, they ministered to me, and for all we knew, I was healed, but I was still taking some very dangerous medications, and being a church, they couldn't tell me to stop taking them. So Henry had phoned up a doctor, a very godly woman named Terry Allen, in another state, and she was actually a DO, which is Dr. Osteopathy, which is, you know, they're like more concerned with the entire body and real more tenfold investigating. Like if your head hurts, you know, they're going to check everything, where the MD just wants to give you a pill for your head, you know. What we like to say around here is, you know, you want to take a pill, we'll give you a pill. It's called the Goss pill.
Pastor Henry has a lot of those little sayings, doesn't he?
Yeah. So they sent me to see her, and I write about it in the book, you know, because it's a pretty interesting story. But she weaned me off all these dangerous medications. I made a decision that I was not going to live the rest of my life like this. And, you know, I was kind of at the point where I was like, God, either heal me or take me home, you know? So she had weaned me off all these dangerous medicines. It took several months to do. And I got ordained as a minister because I was in the Word, like, just constantly. I mean, it's just like day and night. I mean, it says in Proverbs 4:20, if you attend to my Word, it'll be healing to all your flesh. So, I mean, I took it quite literally, and I just spent every moment, I was just constantly, you know, studying the Word. So I got off all the dangerous medicines. I got ordained as a minister, and it was July 3rd, 2001. They have something here called Pleasant Valley Days, and they asked me if I'd come back and, you know, share my testimony.
You were in the middle of sharing a testimony when this...
The idea was I was going to come down, and Henry always gives me such tremendous liberty as a guitarist and, you know, singer, songwriter. So he would always let me play as long as I felt led of the Lord. And they asked me if I'd come down and play and share my testimony, how God healed me. So there's healing and then there's miracles. I actually experienced both.
So had you been healed of everything at this time?
So at this point, you know, the doctor, you know, they felt I was healed of something that, you know, the medical community basically says you can't be healed of. So I was no longer on any medicines. And in fact, the stuff I was on, I'd like to just tell you here, the stuff that I was on actually caused death and half the patients that are on it.
Well, I've heard they've done a lot of statistics. I think it's like one of the number four killers in America is actual medicines that are prescription.
Well, that's actually the number two killer. The number one killer is heart disease.
Oh, okay. And I thought cancer was number two. Oh, well,
no,
but it's...
Cancer is number three.
And cancer is number three. Wow.
Number two is actually mistakes by the medical...
Well, boy. Tell you, nothing cheers you up like a visit to the hospital, Sharon. Nothing. Okay, so Casper, you came... So you were healed.
So I was healed and I came and the praise band realized, you know, I'll kind of like do a lot of the same sort of thing. My mentor is Phil Keggy, so, you know, I'll do a lot of the guitar stuff, you know. And they asked me if I was going to play anyways, you know, I was going to do a solo thing, if I could play with the praise band. So I said, sure, why not, you know. And I started playing with the praise band, and we were all, you know, the whole church was in praise and worship mode. We're just all worshiping God, and suddenly my heart started acting crazy. And I thought, this is impossible. This can't happen. I've been healed of this.
Wow.
And I actually heard an audible voice say, if you get off the altar now, you won't get healed.
So your heart is murmuring, and you're hearing God talk to you saying...
No, that wasn't God. See, if you didn't know the word of God, you could easily be... swayed in the wrong, you know, camp.
So you felt that was a voice, a demonic voice impersonating itself as God?
Pastor Henry, it taught me well. And I discerned that, first of all, I was already healed. So God would never say that to me. So I laid my guitar down and I walked off the altar. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I can't just interrupt everybody in the middle of, you know, worship. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't realize quite how serious the situation was. Now, my doctor happened to come that night with a mother because she wanted to see me play and give my testimony. So I sat down next to her, and she reached over immediately and took my pulse because she knew something was wrong. Why would I have left, you know, in the middle playing?
Right, right.
And she looked very concerned, but she didn't actually tell me what was going on. She just said something very profound. She said, we've tried medicine. Now we're going to just have to believe and trust God. Now, the other part of that equation was Thomaston is out in the middle of nowhere, basically. And the church is probably, you know, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to the nearest hospital.
Plus, if you've looked at the signs on those highways in Georgia, what ambulance could find the place anyway?
So, you know, I mean, a normal heart, it should be about 70 beats per minute. I think mine was going like 200 to 300.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And I, Henry has got a real spirit of discernment. So he looked at me because he thought, you know, you're supposed to come up and play. When we get done doing this, you're going to come play. And now I'm sitting, you know, back in the aisle with my doctor. And he realized straight away something was wrong. But he kind of mumbled under his breath, I'll deal with you later. And he went on and started teaching. So, I mean, I was there for quite a while with this going on. Near the end of the service, Dr. Terry asked me, you know, so we really need to go up and get prayed. You know, you need prayer. Let's go up and see if, you know, they can pray for you. So I went up there, and there was quite a few people here that can testify to it. Henry looked at me, and he said, Casper, you know you're healed. And I remember thinking, you know, I don't feel healed.
We can see where it doesn't look that way.
And he started talking about memes and memories, and that's basically the last thing I remember. I actually saw Dr. Terry not long ago, and we were talking about it about a fortnight ago. Because according to, you know, what happened, everybody here, I just basically, he didn't have a chance to pray for me. I just dropped to the floor.
Right. Henry was on our show 2 weeks ago, and we heard the story from his point of view. He said you had no pulse, you were dead, and then...
Yeah, there's no heartbeat, and the doctor, and there's a nurse here on as well that was on staff, and so they're looking at each other and going, there's no heartbeat, there's no pulse. Now, mind you, something I'd like to share, which I didn't actually write about this in my book, but I want to share it tonight. I remember falling. I remember, like, just being powerless to do anything, you know, just, like, sort of passing out. But I thought I was standing, and it felt, and I don't know how I know some of these things. So all I can conclude is, and I could tell you with great confidence that you do not lose consciousness when you pass on to the next place.
So you felt you were conscious this whole time?
I was conscious, but I wasn't in my body. I was kind of, like, standing there. I thought I was standing there. And it felt like Pastor Henry's nose was near my nose, and he was speaking very authoritatively.
Well, we won't give a comment on what that might have looked like, but we're going to come right back. Casper, hold that thought. We just got to go to a break. It's a fascinating story. I can't wait to hear the rest. You are listening to The Bob Siegel Show, News Talk 1170, KCBQ.
How many times have you heard the phrase, they're all the same, applied to local contractors? It is unfortunate that a few can tarnish the reputations of many, but it sure is nice when you find a contractor with godly principles. But what if they only do floors or only the painting? What if you want to build a whole new home? Or you want someone to fully complete your remodel or tenant improvements? You need ProBuilt. Serving San Diego since 1987, residential and commercial, quality work, completed on time. Local Christian businessman and president of ProBuilt, Jim Bell, said, when people pay you to do a job, they simply want you to do the job. They expect quality work, and they expect it to be done on time. We do that at ProBuilt. For references and dozens of pictures of both residential and commercial work, visit our website, ProBuiltInc.com. That's ProBuiltInc.com. Or call our El Cajon office at 619-593-2965. We're fully bonded and insured. California State License Number 567925. ProBuilt.
You're listening to News Talk 1170, KCBQ.
Welcome back to our program. This is Bob Siegel and Sharon Cashard. Our special guest is Casper McLeod. Casper McLeod had visited Pleasant Valley Church to get some healing, had received some healing from a serious heart condition, and then dropped dead. And Casper, we have a caller that wants to talk to you, but why don't you take about 30 seconds, and I just want to remind our audience of where you were. You experienced some kind of disconnect between your soul and your body. You felt your body drop, but you were still standing, and you were, from your point of view, you were conscious the whole time, whereas from the point of view of the church, they saw your body drop dead. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, because I remember coming back, it was quite dramatic.
Pastor Henry said your pulse just gave out such a charge, it was like life was just bursting out of it.
That's a strange thing. I was just talking to Dr. Terry about it a fortnight ago, and it's like, I don't know how I know, but I saw what was going on, even though... And it was surprising because she told me my eyes were closed for over 20 minutes. So, you know, I was asking questions like, how come I know this? How come I know what you were doing? How come I saw you jump back astonished, you know? But as far as I know, Henry never touched me. He didn't lay hands on me. He just spoke directly to a spirit, an invisible spirit of death, and commanded it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to leave.
And you read that in the Bible all the time, people commanding somebody to come back from the dead. Richie, I think we're ready to put Zach on the show. Zach, my friend, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
Good to be back. To talk to you again. It's been a few months since we've had you.
Indeed.
I want to introduce you to Casper. Casper, Zach is an atheist, but I want you to know I found him very open-minded. I believe he's a sincere seeker of truth, and I'm really excited about you two being able to meet, if only on the phone over the air.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Casper, how's it going?
Zach, I know that when you, it wasn't the last time you were on our show, but I know that an entire topic we did with you one time was the whole question of healing and do these miracles happen again, and
yep.
You even knew somebody that had something like a $10,000 reward.
$1 million.
Boy, I wish I'd have dropped dead. So I don't care about living. I just want the money. Anyway, Zach, have you had a chance to listen to Casper from the beginning of the show?
Yes, I have.
Give us your impression.
Well, I can't come on here and just like debunk stuff. The only thing I can really say is that, well, I guess there's a lot of stuff we can talk about, but just to kind of start at the beginning, all this stuff about, this happened to me and that happened to me, that's great and it might be true, but there's always like a red flag that goes up to me whenever you hear anything about, here's a testimony of this, here's a testimony of that, and you always see this with the faith healers and the natural herb people and that type of stuff. And the reason that they're only testimonies is because they can't get it to work under controlled condition.
Well, now, you've said that before. when you say controlled condition, Zach,
right.
What exactly do you mean? Do you mean that you've got to, until you're there and we set it up like an experiment, you're not going to believe it? Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. What you need to do to make this scientific is you'd have to get, 125 people or so, say, all with the same heart condition, get the faith healer that says he can do it, get just a normal, medical practitioner, get another priest, and get a bunch, and then another group of people that don't do anything. And you do... that would be the control group. And then you do, your different types of, alleged healings on each of them. And then you do a statistical analysis at the end and see if there's any statistical significance with the people that were prayed for or not prayed for, stuff of that sort. Because otherwise, if we don't do that, then we have to accept everybody's claims that, aliens abducted me and got me pregnant and this and that happened and Elvis came back to life and healed me.
Well, we made it very clear that this wasn't Elvis at the beginning of the show. But now, Zach, I have a great respect for you, as you know, and I have a great respect for the scientific process and for experiments. But let me just say this. It seems like the assumption you're making is that doing these kinds of miracles and healings, the reason God does them is to prove himself to people. And what I'm hearing Casper say, and what I've been hearing from people these last couple of weeks of interviews here at Pleasant Valley, what I'm hearing them say is this is not about proving ourselves to others. This is about stuff that a person might have to work on in his own emotions and heart between him and God. Now, I still think it's significant that there was an actual MD that was there to witness it. But you see what I'm saying? You're kind of making an assumption that for God to do these things, it's got to be done in a certain controlled environment. Otherwise, we have no basis for accepting it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The reason I really jumped to say that I just don't believe it until I'd see it like in a controlled circumstance is because any time that you do any investigations on these things, and there's been dozens and dozens, I mean, there's books on this stuff of people investigating alleged faith healings, and every single case comes out to be inconclusive. They, you know, the person said they're healed of, you know, this and that, but then it turns out they never even had it to begin with.
There have been thousands of people healed at Pleasant Valley. Do you know of anybody who's investigated them? Just out of curiosity.
No, I don't think. I emailed the guy numerous times saying, hey, you know, $1 million is waiting for you, James Randi, and no response.
They may care more about the healing than $1 million. I want to give Casper a chance to respond, though. Casper, how would you respond to somebody like Zach? I'm sure you have friends of your own who have questioned this.
When I was in the heart of, you know, the rock and roll world, and I was an atheist at that point. So, you know, one thing is most atheists I know have never read the Bible. So let's start from there.
I think Zach has studied at least a considerable amount of the Bible, haven't you, Zach?
Okay, yeah. So if you've read that, then let me take you to Mark 16.
Okay.
We'll start in 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, right? They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, my question to you would be, since this has happened to me, first of all, my book is medically, you know, there's documentation in it. So if you want to argue, you can argue with the medical community.
No, I'm not saying argue. I'm just saying prove it. Like, go ahead and, like,
okay, so
see it.
But that's an interesting question, Zach. What would you say about the fact that the medical community has vouched for that? And I could even give you some names of some other medical doctors I have in front of me who vouched for this ministry overall.
Well, I have a book like that, too. It's called The Faith Healers by James Randi, and he has photocopies of doctors and all sorts of stuff that say, yes, this happened. But once then you investigate the doctors, oh, it's really not exactly what they said to begin with, and it's either maybe they don't exist.
Right.
Maybe it happened. I'm just saying, why is it always never confirmed?
Well, I wouldn't say it's always never confirmed if in this particular case you don't know of anybody who's investigated Casper or the ministry at Pleasant Valley yet. Last time you were on, Zach, we both agreed that there are a lot of quacks, and
indeed,
the name it, claim it faith healing ministry, I have serious problems with, Zach, and I know you do too.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to challenge you about, Zach, is that I think they're onto something much more different and much more authentically biblical. And there really are some PhDs, and there are doctors all over the world that are referring people to this ministry. I can give you one name, a Dr. Wayne Inzer, MD. He started out as a skeptic and began seeing people healed. He's the director of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Bayer Healthcare System in Dallas, Texas. So
okay.
We got a lot of names like this, but there's just one. And actually, statistically, most doctors believe in God. They did a survey just a year ago, USA Today, Seattle Times, 70% of doctors around the world do believe in God, and they don't see attention. I interviewed a guy a couple of weeks ago that had multiple sclerosis, and I asked him, well, what do your doctors write down? And when they see these things, they just write cause unknown. A doctor's not allowed to write God, even if they believe in God. So there are doctors that write cause unknown for healing all the time, and we're seeing people healed of cancer and leukemia and all kinds of things.
Indeed, but also, I mean, I have a friend here at film school who, she's into homeopathic medicine, and she gave me a list of people she knows, and homeopathic medicine, for everybody that's listening, it's salt water. So salt water, she knows people have been cured by salt water of breast cancer, eye cancer, diabetes, cystic fibrosis, melanoma, psoriasis, schizophrenia, depression, ADD, ADHD, and bipolar disorder.
Well, I'm guessing that you don't really believe that they were healed by salt water.
Well, I would have to. If I believe those stories, I'd have to believe your
story. Well, no, I don't think you have to say if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. I think what you could do is just investigate each one of them one at a time. See, what I'm hearing you say is we found some phonies, so I believe, or I'm suspicious of this one being phony. I would challenge you to have somebody pick up Casper's book and look at the doctors that certified him and some of these others that we've had on the last couple of weeks. And the woman we had on last week, Anita Hill, she was on 2020.
The news. I just don't have much faith with those guys. Well,
I don't. I'm not a big lover of 2020 either, but I did quote them because it was a secular source. I didn't think quoting some church would have as much credibility with you. But I'm just saying that even people out in the world who are not calling themselves Christians are testifying that these people had these diseases and that they were healed. And so if your friend Randy with the $1 million reward hasn't investigated Casper yet, I'd say we got a challenge to make.
But he isn't. But again, I talked to James Randy actually about that. I was like, hey, do you want to investigate this? And he was like, you know, Zach, in all the 40 or so years that I've been doing this, I don't investigate anymore. They need to come to me. And so I say, yeah, go for it. Like, I understand that because everybody that's ever tried has always failed.
Well, yeah, but they're only going to go to him, Zach, if they feel they have something to prove. I don't get the impression talking to Casper that Casper feels he has anything to prove. He knows he died and he knows he came back to life. So if somebody wants to say it didn't... Go ahead, Casper.
You know, I mean, it doesn't explain. I mean, I had a lot of other problems like allergies and asthma. I mean, everything disappears at once. Mm-hmm. But the other part of that is I'm a pastor now. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, I was ordained the week before this happened. I actually prayed for the doctor that was there who'd been in an accident. I have a friend actually that's here with me tonight, and he's been healed of MS here at Pleasant Valley. She was in an accident where a horse trampled her, and I went and prayed for her, and we saw a miracle unfold. You know, it looked like she'd been dead for months. She had like 7 cracked ribs and hardly breathed. After asked God to heal her in Jesus' name, within minutes she was out of bed. She walked me to my car. She, you know, I mean, it was amazing to watch. At one time I prayed for her. She had pneumonia over the telephone, and she was instantly healed. I've seen a number of... God confirms with signs and wonders. I mean, I've seen lots and lots of people healed as I prayed for them in the last number of years.
Now, what would be your response to that, Zach?
One of the best books I've ever read, Why People Believe Weird Things, page 48. The topic is Problems in Pseudoscientific Thinking. Number one, anecdotes do not make science.
Wait. But if they're anecdotes that doctors are verifying...
It doesn't matter. It has to be in a controlled condition.
What? Now, wait, who says that? Who
That's
makes
the scientific method? That's
that may be
works.
The scientific method for a biologist. Any MD would tell you that the scientific method they're dealing with is that when people are sick and in the hospital, they're sick and in the hospital, and when they recover, they recover. But, Zach, I do want to hear more about what you have to say. Zach and Casper, hold on. This is fantastic, folks. Somebody that claims he was risen from the dead with an atheist who says, until I see it for myself in a controlled condition, I don't believe it. But you can believe this always. We will be right back, and that one you can take to the bank. To build your own website without a lot of cost and trouble? Hi, I'm Bob Siegel, here to tell you about Web Studio. Web Studio allows people to create their own websites simply and easily without knowing HTML. With Web Studio, you avoid the learning curve of front page and the expense of a web designer. Web Studio has 14 different galleries that contain graphics, sounds, and everything else you need. For more information about Web Studio, go to webstudio.com.
We now return to the Bob Siegel Show.
Welcome back to our program. Our special guest, Casper McLeod, and our reoccurring friend that we always welcome to our show, and he is always welcome, Zach Kroeger. Zach and Casper, we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, and I know we're going to be right in the middle of a fun discussion when it's time to suddenly leave. So we want to continue talking with both of you, but before we do, let me thank both of you. And Casper, thank you. I know you've had a very busy day. You've been doing a book signing. Your voice is probably exhausted. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show.
Pleasure to be on with you both.
And Zach, my friend, it's always great talking to you.
Totally. I have a blast every time.
Hey, Zach, I want to tell you something. On Easter Sunday, rather than being in church with my fellow Easter birds, I was at an atheist convention in San Antonio, Texas. I did not mind immersing myself with the atheists, and I'd even be willing to do that again. Would you ever be, and this is something, I don't want to put you on the spot, so this is something to think about. You don't have to give an answer right now. If you would come out with me to Pleasant Valley for a week, I would go with you to an atheist convention for a week and hear how what I believe is nonsense. Do you want to think, give that
I'm
some
totally
thought?
Down with that. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Give that. Okay, let's do that sometime. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, Casper, you were starting to talk to Zach about some of the
Well, I guess I'd just like to sum it up with Zach. You know, there's a story in the Bible where Jesus healed a blind person, and then the Jewish court brought him in and kept asking him, you know, who healed you? How come you were born blind and now you see? And he goes, you know, all I can tell you is, you know, I was blind and now I see. All I can tell you is I didn't have a heartbeat, I had diseases, and now I don't.
Cool.
Zach, what do you...
Again, like, why
you know,
should I believe that and not
very,
the other stuff?
My family and friends are very, very delighted that, you know, I'm healthy now, and I don't have any of those things that I came to Pleasant Valley with. They're all gone now, praise God. Mm. So, you know, you can do whatever you want with it, man. But all I can tell you is God is real, and whether you like it or not, Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you, Zach.
Hey, Zach, you're a good judge of character. I know that about you. And and you always inspire friendly dialogues on your campuses.
Mm-hmm.
Does Casper strike you as somebody who would be making this up, or do you at least feel that he's talking sincerely from the heart?
Well, I'm sure I have no basis to judge that. I mean, I've seen videos of people that seem sincere, and then, I mean, not, and I'm not saying that Casper's making this up, but, I mean, you can go and find all sorts of stuff from other situations like this, and people seem sincere, and then it's just, you know, bunk. So he sounds like a nice guy, though. I'd say that.
Okay. Okay.
You sound like a nice guy, too.
Thank you.
Well, we've established that they are both nice guys.
You know, one of the things that Henry said in the first interview you had with him was he was talking to an atheist, and he said, you know, I don't believe in the Bible because it was written by men. And Dr. Wright went on to say, who wrote what you believe? I thought that was a pretty profound statement.
Yeah.
And I think you have a lot of faith in James Randi, Zach?
Oh, I don't have a lot of faith in him. I have a lot of unfaith in all the people who say things and then don't go and back it up.
But let me ask you a question, Zach, because I really want to continue to lock on this thing about the scientific method and the controlled environment. What I think I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm mistaken, is if God wants to verify this to me, he's got to verify it according to my conditions. Now, why couldn't God verify it the way God chooses to? Why is God obligated to say, okay, Zach and Randi say that we have to have so many people and it's got to be in a room. Why does it have to be exact? What's wrong with looking at the fact that there's medical testimonies and just looking at these things happening when they happen and maybe investigating them one at a time?
Because with it just, I mean, and nobody sat down and said, okay, this is going to be how it is. It's just kind of how it has to be to make it work. For like, if we did just accept testimonies, we'd have to accept everybody's testimonies, and we can't do that. So we need to.
Do you ever accept testimonies, Zach?
In, what?
Do you accept the testimony of history?
That's a whole different. The historical method is totally different than.
Well, yeah, but this is similar to the historical method. Go ahead.
The gospel's been put on trial in England. And they concluded in an English court of law, your American system is based on the same court system, and they concluded without a shadow of a doubt, these men were all telling the truth in these testimonies of the gospel.
Okay.
Well, Zach, in a way, this is similar to the historical method because you're not always going to be there to witness everything.
Right.
And you're not omnipresent. And so there's a claim that something happened. Now, there are ways to do some research. You could get a copy of Casper's book. You could look at the doctors. You could look them up. You could send them to Randi. I mean, it's kind of convenient of Randi at this point when he has this claim and now he says he doesn't have to bother to investigate it. But wouldn't the Bert, if Casper doesn't feel he has anything to prove and somebody wants to doubt it, wouldn't the burden of proof be on the doubter to go and investigate it?
Well, like I always say, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Yes, but you know my response to that. It's got to be the same kind of evidence or we're admitting that we're changing our factors, and I don't find that a scientific method at all.
Oh, it's very scientific. Like, but why? So why wouldn't you believe when people say they're abducted by aliens?
Well, for one thing, Casper's not claiming he was abducted by aliens, and for another thing, there's no evidence of aliens the last 2,000 years on Earth. There is evidence of Jesus.
Abducted by him. That's
well, people make that claim, but I'm guessing that you don't believe those claims either, and the claims of Jesus Christ are much more substantial. But we are out of time. Zach, Casper, thank you so much. We'll have both of you on again. We'll see you next week.
Primetime Advertising Corporation, Web Studio. W&S Electric Incorporated, and the law offices of Kathy Simone. If you're interested in donating to this radio ministry, check out our website at www.bobsiegel.net. www.bobsiegel.net. Here, you can read Bob's articles and learn how to obtain Bob's books. On our website, you'll also learn about a special offer from Web Studio. For monthly donations of $20 or more to Bob's ministry, we'll give you a complimentary copy of Web Studio, a $90 value. That's Bob Siegel, SIEGEL.net. We appreciate your prayers and support, and we look forward to getting together with you again next week. Thank you for listening to The Bob Siegel Show. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent KPRZ or its sponsors.
Talk 1170 KCBQ San Diego.